Imagine having everything money could buy, yet craving the one thing it couldn't purchase, authenticity. For billionaire heiress Savannah Seven, normalcy was the ultimate luxury. Using her mother's maiden name as a shield, she stepped onto campus seeking genuine connection rather than the false friendships her wealth typically attracted. By day, she was Savvy, a glasses-wearing bookworm. By night, she transformed into the mysterious butterfly, dancing behind a glittering mask at a local club. These weren't merely disguises, but different facets of her truth, a diamond reflecting light from various angles. When four roommates entered her carefully constructed world, each touched a different part of her heart. Jude, with his terrible dad jokes and surprise coffee deliveries. Tate, through late-night discussions about quantum physics and poetry, Beck, with his nurturing nature and home-cooked meals, and brooding Ash, whose protective intensity set her pulse racing. Unaware, he'd been watching her butterfly persona for 2 years, creating his own fantasy about who she was behind the mask. The irony? In seeking authenticity, she'd created multiple personas. Yet, when her jealous sister Vanessa revealed her secrets on her 21st birthday, the men she'd grown to love immediately questioned her authenticity rather than their own assumptions. "Have you been playing us?" Jude asked, his usually warm eyes turning cold, shattering her heart with four simple words. When Savvy walked away that night, she abandoned not just four men, but her belief in love itself. The transformation was complete. The bookworm with glasses became a sleek, cold businesswoman dressed in black, her warmth hidden behind indifference. "I traded softness for strength," she later reflected. "I built walls so high that no one could climb them, not even me." For 4 years and 5 months, she maintained this fortress while building her empire. The men endured their own purgatory. Jude sent thousands of unread texts, Tate mailed books with highlighted passages, Beck's gifts accumulated unopened, and Ash worked through his trust issues in therapy. What makes this period poignant is that none truly moved on. As Stella later told Savvy, "You all just turned whatever you had into a 4-year long-distance break." They remained connected through unread messages, unseen gifts, and unspoken words. A bond persisting despite the silence. When Jude and Tate were traded to New York, it wasn't coincidence, but calculation, a meticulously orchestrated move years in the making. The four men had made a pact during a rain-soaked Chicago evening. They would give Savvy time to heal, but wouldn't give up on her. Their appearance at Masks, Stella's nightclub, where Savvy was a silent investor, was their opening move to reclaim her heart. The symbolism was perfect, a club named Masks where they would finally confront their facades. When they surrounded her on the dance floor, moving in synchronization, each touching her briefly before she could escape, electricity jolted through her defenses. "You still have all the moves, baby doll," Jude whispered, his southern drawl both familiar and foreign. What followed was a deliberate siege of her emotional fortress. Jude appeared daily with coffee. Tate brought cupcakes to her office. Beck revealed his 5-year-old son, Tanner, and Ash, now in medical school, watched and waited like a chess master. "I'm done waiting. This is happening," Jude declared after climbing her wall, signaling their approach to actively dismantle her defenses brick by brick. The sexual tension between them became a battlefield where Savvy discovered both vulnerability and power. When Jude cornered her at work, she surprised him with newfound assertiveness. The shy virgin evolved into a woman who understood her desires and wasn't afraid to take control. The breakthrough came when Savvy finally confronted him. "You hurt me. You didn't believe in me." Her ability to articulate this pain, rather than hiding behind indifference, marked the beginning of healing. Each man offered different paths to reconciliation. Ash shared how therapy helped him stop bleeding all over people who didn't hurt me. Beck revealed how fatherhood taught him that love means being braver than you've ever been. Tate's highlighted book passages served as love letters, while Jude simply refused to give up, texting her daily for over 4 years. Violence shattered Savvy and Tate's reconciliation when Vanessa, consumed by jealousy, shot Tate in the chest. The truth emerged. Vanessa had orchestrated all the accidents, Savvy's brake failure, the gas leak, and the bombing that killed 3 workers. Her plan was to inherit Savvy's fortune by marrying Mark after eliminating both Savvy and Tate. Childhood resentment transformed into murderous obsession. This crisis transformed Savvy from wounded victim to fierce protector. When Vanessa's attention wavered, Savvy struck decisively with a crystal bottle and dragged Tate's bleeding body through the fires to safety as sirens approached. At the hospital, as Tate underwent surgeries, Savvy sat motionless in blood-stained clothes. "Everyone I love leaves," she whispered. Yet this crisis became their crucible. Tate reached for her hand. "You promised you wouldn't run again. You promised to choose us every day." Savvy finally understood that love wasn't protection from pain. It was the strength to face it together. A letter from Savvy's father, recovered after the fire, provided her final healing. He apologized for prioritizing work over family and urged her to choose happiness and love rather than following his path of losing himself to the company. This posthumous blessing freed her from maintaining the Savon legacy. Selling Savon Corporation completed her journey to authenticity. At the press conference, Savvy abandoned prepared remarks to publicly acknowledge her relationship with all 4 men, a moment of radical honesty marking her emergence from corporate expectations. 5 years later, they've built a loving, unconventional family. Savvy has twins with Jude and is pregnant with what she believes is Ash's baby. Tate runs a successful kids' football training club, while Beck's son Tanner has become the beloved older brother figure. Savvy's Butterfly Inc. publishing house represents her transformation, reclaiming butterfly imagery from trauma into a symbol of rebirth. The company champions diverse voices and unconventional stories, much like her own. Savvy's bond with each man fulfills different emotional needs while healing their wounds. She sees beyond Jude's athletic talent to his poverty-stricken roots. With Tate, she values both his brilliant mind and sensitive heart. For Beck, traumatized by his mother's suicide, she creates the stable family he never had. And for Ash, she becomes someone worth risking vulnerability despite his learned distrust. For Savvy, who grew up wealthy but emotionally neglected, these 4 men become the family she craved, a home where she's valued for her true self. The butterfly metaphor evolves from representing destruction to symbolizing transformation. Like a caterpillar liquefying before rebirth, they all experience dissolution before forging something stronger. Their journey shows that sometimes we must let our defenses burn away to discover our authentic selves. What remained after the flames was a love strong enough to bridge separation, heal broken trust, and overcome violence, giving them freedom to soar together without fear.